Well, hello everyone. This is your host, Teresa Parker, and you have found Soup Pod. It's great to see you guys. Normally I just do this on audio, and you can find this on audio anywhere you get your podcasts, but I'm also going to put this on YouTube as sort of just an addition to the podcast. And I thought I'd come on here today to say that that's what I was going to do, and then I'm going to leave. Goodbye. No, I'm kidding. couple of things. You know, health update, feeling better. I'm on what I consider to be like a remission of this weird whatever it is that I have. I've figured out how to basically deal with it. And for any sufferers out there of GERD, or hiatal hernia or stuff that is associated with that, although they say hiatal hernias don't actually give pain, I beg to differ. And so do all the people that I know online who say different. But I found that just an over-the-counter gas pill. Sometimes I think if something's going a little wonky, if you pop one of those, you got a little pressure in there. Which then builds and pushes the liquid up into your esophagus, you know, with the GERD, the reflux. That's the same thing. You know, it actually helps. I have found that is literally the only thing that has helped me. The only thing. All the tests were all negative. I supposedly have a small hiatal hernia, a sliding kind, which means it doesn't stay up, doesn't stay down all the time. It moves. And that's where the pain is, comes and goes. I feel more normal these days. There for a long time, I did not feel normal inside. It just did not feel normal. And I do feel normal most days here. I can eat pretty much what I want. The other day, now this will teach me. I won't be doing this again. I have pushed the limits of what I think I can guzzle or eat. And I had some red wine. Now, 3 years ago, we were in Italy. It seems like not that long ago, but I think it was about that long ago now. At least there. I think it was 3 years come this July. Anyway, I didn't touch red wine at all. At all. In fact, I wouldn't touch any red sauce. And to this day, still, I don't eat red sauce. I'll eat fresh tomatoes a little bit. But I don't, and I pushed the limits, and I tried some red wine, and I think it was a Merlot, and it was good, as far as that goes. I've always liked red wine. I like any wine, really, if it's decent, and went down just fine. But towards the late part of the evening, I started getting really persistent, and I wanted to go to bed, and I was getting persistent pain, and I did take a Gas X, and that did help. And by the way, GasX doesn't ask me to talk about this. They don't even know I'm saying this. If they knew, they'd probably be very happy with me. But I just take it because it works. And my doctor told me that it's safe for long term. So that's the good news there. It works and it's safe. So, but that literally, that is the only thing that has helped me. And I had to take a Maalox, swig a little Maalox the other night because it did get severe. And I purposely don't take anything, except for the over-the-counter and water, lots and lots and lots of water. It's the only thing that has helped me. And I belong to some groups online and on Facebook especially, and God, I feel for those people. I feel for them so much. They're suffering. They're in the throes of it. They don't know what to do. Well, I had the means. Thank you, Lord. I had the means to get a new bed, the kind that props you up and in turn also props up your feet. So when you're sitting in bed relaxing, you can put your feet up. I think it would be a little, I don't know, uncomfortable. But the way they've got it set up to where the top and the bottom, the head and the foot both raise, I'm able to raise, I probably raise about maybe about that much. That's all you have to do is gravity at nighttime because you don't have a lot in your stomach. You should not be eating late if you've got this issue also. But that has also helped immensely. I had been using something called a Medcline, and those people are not going to like me right now. I was using a Medcline before, and I think it hurt me worse than helped because it would push my ribs in. It's a long story. Look it up. You slide your arm in there. It's the most uncomfortable thing. I know it looks like it's just the greatest thing since sliced bread, but it is not comfortable. You have to trust me on that. Not comfortable at all. So I'm managing it. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm managing this issue. That's all I can do. I don't know other than what I've been told. Everything else was negative, and there were a lot of invasive, very invasive tests. And they all came up. I was normal every other way. In fact, I did not even have any esophageal damage or anything. Once in a while, I get GERD. But I think mine is mostly caused from trapped gas, that type of uncomfortable feeling that then, if you don't pay attention to it and it steamrolls, one bad day after another, then pretty soon you're feeling like shit and you really don't, you got nowhere to go with that, except to the doctor, ER, which I did. So that's that, okay? Feeling better. And thank you for everybody's concern. As I said, I'm feeling better. It could turn on a dime tomorrow. I don't know. So I just eat what I think I can get away with. I don't eat too much of anything I shouldn't be eating, and I don't eat late. That's pretty much it. I still drink some alcohol now and then, and it doesn't seem to really bother me. If I was an alcoholic, I'd be in trouble right now because I would not be able to drink. Or I'd be so uncomfortable constantly if I drank a lot. I have a beer now and then, and we have Prosecco once in a while. And I did try a wine the other day where I was making Italian food. And let me segue. So I'm feeling better, and I'm segueing now to something that's really, greased my skids, as they say. That's a crude way to say it, isn't it? Let's see, floats my boat. That's a better way, I guess. Unless you're a refugee. Sorry. Boom. I have been, well, not being personally, myself, my wife, we've been importing Italian ingredients, some really great pastas lately. And some really good non-filtered pressed olive oil. Because, you're going to go through it. It's not one-time thing, obviously. It's not going to last a long time, but we're going to continue to stock up on really fresh imported ingredients because if we can afford it, and thank you, we can. We're going to do that because it makes all the difference, especially with pasta. I could make my own, but I would never be able to make it like they can make it. It comes from this particular pasta comes from a factory in Naples. And I'm a big Giada fan, and I watched her past episodes of, Giada in Italy, and her family's places in Positano, I think they call it Positano, which is south, just south a little bit of Naples. And so she highlighted this particular place. And when someone does that, I tend to believe that they probably know what they're doing, especially, or at least their opinion is worthy, especially if that is the cuisine of their profession. So I pretty much believed what she said, and thank goodness, because it was good. So shout out to Giada, De Laurentiis. What else? Good things. Coming up on a year staying home. Yesterday was March 1st. We've been home a full year, like most people. Started in March when things really got ramped up. But I read today that we are supposed to, it's a very distinct possibility, we might be able to get everybody vaccinated by late May. And you know what that means? some are free to travel if that's allowed. I mean, I know we're going to have our setbacks, we're going to have our drawbacks, we're going to have our stupid states like Texas who want to open it up before we get this thing under control. I don't understand it. Look, I get politicians have to do a lot of crazy things to get reelected, but making people sick on purpose should not be one of them. I mean, I don't care what party you're, affiliated with. That's no bueno. I don't think that's a good idea. So that's not such a good thing. But the fact that we might get our vaccinations by end of May, everyone, 60 days? Yes. No. March, April, May, 90 days. I'll take it. I'll take it. I'll take that Johnson & Johnson too, because they said that one dose is 70% effective in the US, which means basically you ain't gonna die if you do get it. So they've reduced that risk. And yes, you still can get the coronavirus with a vaccine. Will you? Probably not. But could you? Yes, you could. But you're not gonna die from it, having gotten the vaccine. So that's no matter which one you take. Also good news. Some more good stuff. Well, I did three really good auditions recently, and I wouldn't say I'm not touting tooting my horn as to the veracity of said auditions. I think I did okay. Good. I think I did good, but that wasn't the reason why I say they were good. They were good because of what I was going for. And if I could get more of those auditions, I'm encouraged, and which leads me to the last thing I want to talk about. I say it's on its way. That role that I want, that co-star role, that reoccurring, whatever it's on its way. And you have to say that about things in your life too. It's on its way. My mentor, Dee Wallace, she is a spiritual healer. Meaning she is a person who can discern what's going on with you, help you figure out what the core cause is, and then help you get better. So she tells me it's in the knowing. You have to know you're getting that part. You have to know that you're getting that job. You have to know that you're getting that raise. You have to know that you're going to meet that special person. You have to know that your bank account is going to blow up in a good way. You have to know it, and you have to act like it, and you have to say that to the world. It's mine. I know that role that I'm looking for is on its way. End of story. It's on its way. Do I need to do things to make that happen? Yes, of course. Move closer to that door when it opens. Just one step, you're in. Nothing wrong with that. But if you know it, you can go stand by it. It's happening. It's going to open. That much I can promise you. It's going to happen. Just like your love life, just like your bank account, just like anything in your life. You have to know it's coming, and it's yours. And that's what I will leave you guys with. It's been a hell of a year. I can't say I have not enjoyed. Let me put it a better way. Let's say I've enjoyed about three quarters of it. The fire and my illness, I did not enjoy. But everything else I've enjoyed. And that was short-lived. I mean, I was feeling shitty since October, late, or mid. And then we had the fire in August, which frankly could have led to me feeling like shit in October. I don't know, but partially. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's gone now. That's the past. I can only live right here, right now, right this second, right in this moment of time. And I can only tell you and that I'm happy you're here with me and that I'm happy you came along today. Yeah, so. Thank you, everyone. This is Teresa Parker, your host, and you've been listening to Soup Pod. And I love you.